This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all set? Cocked? Locked? Sitting up straight? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Birch with us. Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley radio frequency engineer. Today we're going to be talking about two topics. One is, we'll call it the market. The other is... Well, Bert, are you sure you want to talk about 5G, you know, considering that you're a radio frequency engineer, you make your living in this arena, and this could be detrimental, discussing what 5G, it could be detrimental to your wallet?
Well, Vince, first of all, good morning, and happy to be here. And yes, Vince, it's more important than ever that we talk about this. And, you know, there's probably some people that don't want me to talk because, as you know, yesterday you tried to reach me to go over notes for the show and somebody was playing with our phone lines. So it doesn't happen at my end that often. I think it does happen at your end. But, Vince, yes, we're going to talk about it. We have two topics, each one very important, critical to talk about today. We probably could have pushed one of them to next week, but they're both so timely. So the first segment, what I want to discuss is what's going on in the markets, because it's very rarely, or let's say not so often, we get turning points where things change in the financial markets. And it's important, I think, for class to understand what's going on right now. Just to give you an example of what's happening. Last night, Netflix announced their earnings and their forecast, and Netflix stock, as we talk, is down 25% in one day. Right now, this morning, it is down $125 a share. I mean, this is unheard of shifts that are going on in the stock market right now. So, and I'm not telling everybody to get out of the market and the world's going to end. We have many class members who have investments and it's their savings, and I believe in the U.S. and I believe in the financial markets, but we have these shifts that occur, and I think it's important to let people know what's going on and maybe save them some money from what's happening. So we're going to talk about that in the first segment, and then 5G, which is so timely and important right now.
Okay. Why is this happening in the market? Why is Netflix down? Is that an indicator?
Well,
is that an indicator of other things to fall?
Yeah. So let's back up for a second. So really what's happened, it's very simple. I think most people get it. There's way too much money in the economy. And so what we're facing now is the blowback from that. So, I mean, we had to do things over the last 2 years. I think it was overdone. A lot of other people agree it was overdone. Combination of the Treasury and the federal government just spending way too many trillions of dollars that goes into cash. Then the Federal Reserve, not only do they lower interest rates, basically the discount rate is about zero to a quarter, but they've been buying back debt. So just real quick to explain what it means when the Federal Reserve buys back debt. That's monetizing the debt. So it's a fancy way of basically doing what a banana republic does. Banana republic just prints money literally and starts handing it out to the citizens. And that obviously doesn't work very long. It causes massive inflation and you have to keep increasing it. So when the Federal Reserve buys back debt, it's doing the same thing. So basically the Treasury technically is borrowing money, issuing bonds every time they spend in debt. But normally that would just be bonds that are circulating that people would buy. But when the Federal Reserve buys the bond, they print dollars, I mean literally print dollars, pay for the bonds, then they just put the bonds on the shelf. So that's literally monetizing the debt, and it's printing money. So they've done trillions of dollars of that. So the combination of both things, it's, I'm giving you a long answer, Vince, but it's too much money in the economy. And then you get these corrections, and the Federal Reserve announced they're going to be raising interest rates, and pretty much everybody with an understanding of how economies work knows that has to happen. But then there's corrections, especially where the money chase things to ungodly values, and that's basically what we've seen. So, you know, Netflix is an example. Yesterday, Peloton, so there's an example of a company that got bid way up into the hundreds of dollars per share based on thinking everybody's going to put a Peloton machine in their home and they can't go out. Well, what's happened? People can't go out. Of course they're going to buy Pelotons, but now people want to go out. They want to go out on their real bicycle and run. So Peloton's not selling any more of their exercise bikes. In fact, yesterday, this is kind of staggering, they announced they're shutting down production. They're literally shutting their factory down. They have so many Peloton exercise bikes, they cannot sell them. And, you know, hopefully at some point they'll resume production of, you know, probably some limited models. But so there's a stock that's crashed to about one-tenth its value. And honestly, there's a good chance they may not exist in another year. So there's the best, if you say, you know, give me an example of these stocks, there's two examples. You know, Netflix, obviously people are going to be watching less movies, and their growth has been so staggering. Netflix isn't going to go out of business, but it's a case of a stock way overvalued. So there's a lady called Kathy Wood who has a list of stocks that she has something called ARK Innovation ETF. So if you want an example, and I hate to pick on her, she's a nice lady, she's smart, but she's invested for the past 2 years in these companies that are a combination of financial technology, internet. I'll list the top five holdings: Tesla, Zoom Video Communications, Teladoc, Roku, and Coinbase. You can go online, find the list. All of her top 25 holdings, I believe, should be sold. They're all crazy valuations. Now, she looked like a hero in the stock market for 2 years because all these things could do nothing but go up. But they're crashing, and I would say the best thing you can do is sell these stocks if you're not already in what is going to do well. So I'm a glass half full kind of guy, Vince. Get into automakers, I think, like Ford and GM are going to do well. You can get into the banks. I mean, I hate to say it, but when interest rates go up, the banks do really well. And banks, you know, are going to see a good couple of years. And get into energy, because energy prices are going nowhere but up for several reasons. We can get into that on another show. But energy stocks are a bargain, in my view, because they have been down for a number of years, and they're value stocks. In many cases, you can get 5 or even 10% dividends in some oil and gas and pipeline stocks, and their business is fundamentally going to do very well over the next several years. But Tesla, I think, is a great company, but it's crazy what the company is valued at. You know, it's come down a little, but when we look at Tesla, we're looking at, you know, a company with a price-to-sales ratio. So not price-to-earnings ratio, price-to-sales ratio of 25. Crazy. Price-to-earnings ratio has been as high as 200. It's about 125 as we speak. Even Elon Musk, the founder, who I have a lot of respect for, he's doing a lot of good things with a lot of good companies, he has said, my stock is crazy overvalued. So he himself is selling his own Tesla stock.
Bert, I just want to make sure that our class understands that we are not giving financial advice. So if you said...
I'm giving an opinion.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that, class, do not believe anything we say. Especially, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind, but do not buy or sell securities based on what you hear in the media, including here. Because I don't want to be sued because someone takes the market gets manipulated at the last minute and someone takes a bath because of what they heard in the media. Don't do it. Make up your own mind. You want me to say it a different way? Don't believe anything you hear, including here. Okay.
Elon Musk himself says, I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just telling you, I think my stock is overvalued and I'm selling it. But, make your own mind up.
If you look back at 1930, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was made up of companies, corporations that were considered strong corporations that had good presence in the market, good presence in the products that they made. So in 1930, you had Allied Chemical, you had American Can Company. This is in the Dow Jones 30 Industrial Averages. American Smelting and Refining, Bethlehem Steel, Borden, Chrysler, Eastman Kodak, General Electric, General Foods, General Motors, Radio Corporation of America, that's RCA, National Cash Register, Mack Trucks, Liggett and Myers Tobacco, Johns Manville, International Nickel Company, International Harvester, Hudson Motor Car Company, Goodyear Tire and Rubber, Sears Roebuck, Standard Oil, that's SO, of California, SO, Standard Oil of New Jersey, Texas Company, that'd be Texaco, Union Carbide, United Aircraft and Transport, United States Steel, Westinghouse Electric, and FW Woolworth. That was then. Those were companies that were brick and mortar, and they made really, really neat, durable products. Now, in 2020, let's say, a couple of years ago. So you have Nike, you have Salesforce, you have Travelers, United Health, Verizon, Visa, Walgreens, Walmart, Walt Disney, Microsoft, McDonald's, JP Morgan Chase, Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, American Express, Apple Computer, Boeing, Caterpillar, Chevron, and a few others. But what I'm saying is it's more toward communications and sales and banking. But in 1930, it was companies that made real, durable products. Walt Disney, what do they make? I don't think they make anything other than memories. Memories of, we shouldn't have gone because it cost too much. So the bottom line is the world is changing and people value corporations differently. And to me, you can't compare Nike, which has offshore manufacturing of sneakers, to companies like Sears, Roebuck and Company, Bethlehem Steel, American Can Company, General Motors, General Electric, Westinghouse, etc. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, and I think what's going to happen is people are going to look at companies with more tangible assets and tangible businesses as this change in the economy progresses throughout this year.
You're going to learn about 5G in just a couple of minutes. You're not going to believe it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, here we go. Bert, one last time. Are you sure you want to do this?
Vince, we have to. I have to tell you, Vince, in all the time I've been on USA Prepares and doing classes, I've never had more people contact me. And a lot of it is not because of USA Prepares, just people know I work in the industry. I have been deluged over the past couple of weeks with people asking me what is going on with 5G, in particular with the airplane navigation. So hopefully we're going to address some of the issues of and try and educate class. I'll try to convert what's high, in many cases highly technical, to terms and I think concepts that the average person can comprehend to try and shed some light on it. But yes, we're going to talk about it, and I think it's important. And I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I think the telecommunications industry is totally out of control in 5G and what's going on right now, especially with regard to our safety. So let me first just start out with what are the Gs? You know, what are the generations? So real quick, we've talked about this before, but 1G, we didn't call it 1G, was cell phones that used FM communication, so it would be just like your two-way radio. In fact, they were basically two-way radios, and the only addition to that was you'd have the routing for the cellular network. So that was 1G. 2G, we still didn't call it a G yet. We digitized those signals, so we made it more efficient, we could put more people's conversations in a given amount of bandwidth. Okay, so far so good. We had certain bands set aside. 3G, we were able to put more communications in those bands, and we added a few new bands. And 3G was basically using something called spread spectrum. So instead of having individual carriers, you know, an individual channel all to yourself, your signal was spread out over the whole band or part of the band. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what was the addition with 3G. And, of course, everything remained digital. 4G added a little more complexity to the modulation, a couple more bands, and something called OFDM. We're not going to, that's beyond the scope of the class, but it was still basically a digital signal using some prescribed cellular bands, again, adding a few. 5G changed things in a much bigger way. Two big things that make 5G different. One is that it's prolific. It's everywhere. The whole concept of 5G is to put a micro base station in every building, eventually, potentially, in every neighborhood or even in every house. So you're going to have huge increase in the amount of RF, radio frequency energy, that's going to be spread over, really, over the entire, you know, planet. The other big change in 5G is opening up frequencies that had never been used to cellular before. So frequencies everywhere, in between channels that weren't being used, next to signals that are being used for satellite or GPS or public service, you know, taking away, you know, we don't need as many TV channels as we had, so taking away huge swaths of the old TV channel spectrum, and also moving into millimeter wave, so moving into very, very high frequencies beyond microwave. Not so much to go directly to your phone, because they don't always work that well going to your phone, but these frequencies, and I'm talking about 100 gigahertz, even 200 gigahertz, these frequencies can be used to interconnect the micro base stations. And as you go higher in frequency, everything's logarithmic, so basically you get more bandwidth in a given slice. In other words, a given slice, a channel width, or just, you know, a filter's worth of bandwidth just has more megahertz in it as you go higher. It's just the way nature made the electromagnetic spectrum. So again, the two big changes to 5G are the proliferation of micro base stations everywhere and the new frequencies, the huge increase in frequencies that are being used.
Okay, so what you're talking about is more frequency bands and more stations transmitting. So we're talking about ubiquitous millimeter, microwave, TV channel frequencies, all of it blasting everybody.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve released a paper Thursday opinioning on the pros and cons of developing its own central bank digital currency. It should be noted, no conclusions were revealed. Around the world, there are now 23 digital currencies either in pilot or formally launched programs. Marvin Lee Adey, better known as Meatloaf, died Thursday night at the age of 74.
It's like if you think that there's no room for improvement or to get better, then really you should go fishing.
Meatloaf during an interview on Mix It in 2015. The Grammy winner's career spanned six decades, and he was in dozens of movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Fight Club, and Wayne's World. Federal agencies are being directed to raise the minimum wage for government employees to $15 an hour, according to new guidance from the Office of Personnel Management. The guidance will impact almost 70,000 federal employees. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy.
Four Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the four men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying four U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion. But the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." The charge of conspiring to commit aircraft piracy carries a minimum sentence of 20 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Good news for the James Webb Space Telescope. All mirrors have been successfully deployed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Y'all remember flying the friendly skies, right? Well, with this implementation of 5G, they won't be friendly. They'll be deadly. Bert?
Yeah, so class, let me first start off with a very brief introduction to two concepts in radio communications, the terms sensitivity and selectivity. And think of these as a vertical axis would be sensitivity, a horizontal axis would be selectivity. Sensitivity is how strong is a signal. And the way the universe is, it's a very wide range. It's logarithmic. In fact, you could have 100 dB difference in signal strength to what's out there from a strong signal to a weak signal, over 100 dB. 10 dB is 10 times in power. So figure each 10, if you're 100 dB, we're talking about, you know, billions or trillions of difference between the weakest signal and the strongest signal. So why is that important? It's important to understand that a transmitter that is transmitting even a tiny amount of that energy, 1 billionth, that might be going on the wrong frequency, or as we call it, a skirt of the signal, you know, to the side of it. That can cause significant interference because something that's, you know, out of its channel, just very, very low level, can still overwhelm the service that was using the channel next to it, you know, a different frequency band. So that's the concept of sensitivity. Selectivity is the x-axis, so to speak. That's the frequency. That's your channel. That's where you are in the electromagnetic radio frequency spectrum. So you have channel spacing, and you have many times guard bands between things that you think are going to be very strong, and you have something next to it. So you might have what you call a guard band, and you know, channels can be all kinds of widths, and that is a linear scale. It's not logarithmic, but as I said before, as you go higher in frequency, there's just more of it. You know, there's more of it, so it's sort of pseudo-logarithmic in the sense that you can put more information on a given channel as you go higher in frequency. So that's and also you can go infinitely high in frequency. So that's why there's the push to go higher and higher into the millimeter wave bands and eventually into the area that's between millimeter wave and light wave. But we'll do that for another class. So. Both the concept of sensitivity and selectivity is important to understand why we have such a grave problem with what's going on in 5G now. So what's happened is we've opened up all these frequencies, and, you know, how did we get approval? Well, that's what everybody's asking now, is who gave approval for all these frequencies all over the spectrum to be used by 5G? How did this happen? And it turns out one of the frequencies, this has happened all over, so it's affected radio astronomy, it's affected GPS or that people use, it's affected all kinds of services, but in particular, it turns out that one of the channels that 5G has taken is right next to radio navigation for an altimeter, and that's something that's used in the ILS system. And Vince, you probably didn't know this, but my Uncle Pete, who worked for the FAA in the 1960s, installing ILS systems in the United States, and then retired from the FAA and went to work for ITT, which was actually, you know, you can think of it as the Apple computer. It was a huge electronics conglomerate in the 1960s. And he went around the world overseeing the installation of ILS systems. So what that is a system, any pilot knows what I'm talking about, where you can land without seeing the runway. And it's useful if you want to land the plane in a storm or bad weather or it's foggy. So it uses radio signals to basically land the plane. The best example I can give you, and it's funny we're going to talk about movies in Hollywood here, is anyone who's seen Die Hard 2 knows what happens if you tamper with the ILS altimeter. In that movie, they send false signals to the airplanes, so the airplane thinks it's 100 feet higher than it really is as it's landing. And you can remember one of the dramatic scenes in Die Hard 2 is the plane crashes and goes into a fireball with everybody aboard because the pilot was misusing his altimeter for the ILS system. So basically, in a nutshell, what's happened is, and this is just one of the frequencies 5G has taken over, FCC gave 5G the channel right next to the radio altimeters, and when people asked last year what's going to happen, they said, well, it's so complicated, and it is complicated because it depends on the receivers being used in the ILS and the altimeters, what's their selectivity, how good can they filter out adjacent channels, and the answer was, well, I guess we're going to have to turn it on, and the only way we'll figure out, you know, what the harm will be is once we turn it on, we'll see, we can see what happens. That's the easiest way to determine, because it's too hard to do tests in the laboratory. And it is true. It is very difficult because there's all different manufacturers of the equipment. Every radio receiver is different. You have different filters. If you have a modern radio with a good soft filter, that's a technology that is for RF filtering. A soft filter has very good selectivity, very square filter shape, but not every receiver has those. And if it's an older altimeter, it might not have it. So nobody knew. So they were actually going, until a couple of weeks ago when the uproar happened, they were literally going to allow airplanes to try and land and see if there was a problem. I mean, can you believe that? That was actually, until the FCC and the FAA got together and decided to do a halt here, that's what was going to happen.
So the telecommunications companies are pushing the airline companies and telling them how it's going to be, and the government is asleep at the wheel, and the government is actually supposed to be the regulator of these frequencies. And, Bert, when you talk about selectivity, back in our university days, that was something that was very important to us. So if we wanted to look at the specifications of which FM receiver was better than another FM receiver, we would look at two things. Sensitivity and selectivity. And selectivity could just be, you know, how well does your stereo receiver back then tune in the frequency that you want, that FM radio station, without, and tune out the frequency next to it. That's what you're talking about. Selectivity, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so in layman's terms, that's it, class. So here's what's going on. We don't know. We don't know the impact of turning these signals on in the proximity of an airport. So here's the way I see it. We are turning the, if this rolls out, we will have allowed the telecommunications companies, the deployers of the radio equipment, and they don't make the equipment. They buy the equipment and install it and then sell you the service. That's what they do for the most part. We will be allowing them to turn the entire Earth into the equivalent of a microwave oven. And there'll be no escape. Is that right, Bert?
Well, that's one way to look at it. So I understand it is difficult to understand what the problem's going to be, because it's sort of like testing for something that was never anticipated before. And but, I mean, here's one way they can do it. How about this? Put a couple of those executives from the telecom industry on an airplane and get a pilot to volunteer and have them wear a parachute and have them go in and try and use the altimeter and see what happens. But I guess they're afraid to do that. So
hold on. So how many parachutes are we talking about? Let's say we have 100 executives from the telecommunications industry. All these guys are saying, yeah, 5G, yeah. So 100 of them, and then we have a pilot and a co-pilot. How many parachutes are we talking about?
Yeah,
102 parachutes or just two?
And here's the problem, Vince. The parachutes probably aren't going to save you, because the problem is really closer to the ground. And for those people who are parachute enthusiasts, you know, you can't parachute from 100 feet or 200 feet up in the air. You need thousands of feet to make it a chance of a good drop. So, they really honestly thought, we'll just turn it on and see what happens. That, I mean, it's almost staggering to think that was the solution. And then somebody in the airline industry complained loud enough and raised the alarm that, thank God, they finally said, okay, we're not going to turn these 5G transmitters on close to airports. So, and then they started evaluating the equipment, and every plane has different equipment in it. And generally, the newer planes with the newer radios are going to have better filters, but they've been gradually clearing certain planes to fly and certain planes not to fly. Obviously more testing has to be done. But let me back up, Vince. Why do we need all this bandwidth? So let me ask the class this. Has anyone ever come up to you and said, the problem I have is I need more bandwidth to my cell phone? I mean, think of all the things your friends might be complaining about, having a bad day, wanting to do better, wanting to have a better life for their families. Have any of you ever had someone, yourself or anyone, say, boy, I just need more bandwidth to my cell phone? And that's why, you know, they're telling us we need more bandwidth, but do we really need more bandwidth? My phone works fine right now. It's, a 3G, 4G phone.
Okay, let me address that. So when I started broadcasting here from the farm, I had 512K of bandwidth in order to broadcast a nationally syndicated radio broadcast. 512, that's one half of a meg. Since then, it's been upgraded to 3 meg. I don't really get the 3 meg. I get less than that. They guarantee 80% of 3 meg, and I don't often even get that. Some people think that, how could I possibly live with just 3 meg? How can you do it? Well, if I need to download something, and that happens, and I'm in the studio and I'm not on the air, I simply start the download, walk into the kitchen, get a cup of coffee, come back, and I'm good to go. I don't need to have it in 5 seconds or 3 seconds. I don't need to have it before I thought about it. I don't. So my life works around the existing system. That's what we do. That's what farmers do. And it makes me crazy that people, class, if you live in a high population density, your stupid neighbors are going to love this. They're going to want this. They're going to want 5G, and they have no understanding as to the ramifications. Your neighbors can get you killed through their ignorance. Bert, back to you.
Well, so that's the other thing, Vince, that we've touched on previous classes, and we can get into it more on a future class, is what does it mean for health to be bathed in all this RF energy? So besides the fact that the telecom industry, in particular, we know the names of those companies, what is this doing to human health to constantly be bathed in all these transmitters everywhere you walk? And I don't think it's good. In aggregate, we're being exposed to way more electromagnetic energy than we ever have before, and it's going to increase with the deployment of 5G. And, you have to look at statistics.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brett, I just did some really simple arithmetic, and I said, okay, so let's say, for example, there's an apartment building, and it has 32 apartments in it, okay? And there are two people on average in each apartment. So let's say, you know, a person and a roommate, or a husband and a wife, that kind of a thing. So 32 apartments in a building, so that'd be two cell phones, one Wi-Fi router per apartment, one microwave oven, one notebook computer. That's actually not true, it'd be two notebook computers, one wireless printer, there might be two, one or three wireless devices like a Ring doorbell, an Echo security system, a Wi-Fi vacuum, those kinds of things. But anyway, so 32 times those nine devices is 288 wireless devices, all clicking, banging, popping, 24 hours a day, talking to each other. That's in one building. That does not include the microwave RF radiation from, you know, other sources. It doesn't include the other radio frequencies from, let's say, television stations, radio stations. I'm talking about high-powered RF, police radios, fire radios, you know, fire department, hospitals, 18-wheelers. You put it all together, we're already sunbathing in this stuff. There's no escape. And now with the 5G deployment, what are we talking about? 10,000 times worse?
Yeah, well, Vince, a lot of those devices aren't really the problem. The problem is the micro base stations, because they're transmitting at a much higher power level. And they're real, you know, you have to put things into perspective in terms of the power level. So we've discussed this in previous classes, that some things are ubiquitous and could be harmless. And that's, you know, your Bluetooth earbuds are only about 1 milliwatt, but your cell phone held up to your head is 600 milliwatts. So that's, you know, 600 times more RF energy pounding into your brain. So really the problem with 5G, and nobody's really scoped this out enough, the medical industry needs to step up, and they haven't, is that the proliferation of the base stations is going to significantly increase the energy that you're exposed to, and you can't really get away from it, because it's going to be where you sleep, where you work, where you commute, everything. So know we're wrapping up here, but I want to mention a movie that came out in 1968 called The President's Analyst. I would encourage the class to watch it. It's one of these movies that is timeless. You say, oh, 1968, late 60s. This movie is so current today. It's about James Coburn plays the psychiatrist for the president, and he eventually can't deal with it, and he goes out on the run, and everyone's trying to hunt him down. And I'm going to do a spoiler alert. The real villain is not the KGB or the FBI or the CIA. It's the telephone company is the villain. It's a great movie, and that movie is more apropos now than it ever was before. It's a black comedy. It's a funny movie. It's actually okay, I think, for, you know, children, you know, maybe, 10 and up or 12 and up, something like that. Cause there's no, I mean, there's implicit violence, but there's no, it's kind of a comedy, but it's a great movie because what it shows is how intrusive literally the telecommunications industry had. I mean, the movie was prolific in that they predicted exactly what's going on now. The telecom carriers have gone crazy with wanting to expand their reach everywhere, and nobody's really asking for it. You know, the best thing for the home is to run fiber optic line, and that's safe. It's extremely high bandwidth, and that's the best way to get internet to your home, to your office. That's where it looked like everything was going until 5G came about, and now they want to put microtransmitters everywhere. It's absolutely crazy. And yes, Spence, I say that I work in that industry. I'm an RF engineer. This is what I do. I love to work with RF. But I know, like all electromagnetic energy, there's a limit to what you should really be allowing people to be exposed to. And so there's a danger with human life, and there's obviously a danger in interference because they're putting these everywhere in the frequency spectrum, and it's totally crazy that the telecom industry has gotten this level of control over what we do.
Can you repeat the name of that movie, please?
The President's Analyst, released in December 1967, so let's say it was a 1968 movie. It is a hoot. I don't think there's anyone that won't be having a good time watching that movie. It's so funny, but it's also prolific and true. Basically, James Coburn travels all around the country as different countries want to kidnap him because he knows what the president was thinking. And at the end of the movie, you see who the true villain was, who was controlling everything, and it was the phone company.
I have a recommendation. I have a recommendation for you. You need to do two things. One is you need to go on the Alex Jones show. Alex Jones, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Number two, you need to go on Coast to Coast AM as a radio frequency expert. You need to ring the alarm loud and clear. That's what needs to be done right here, right now.
Well, I don't know either of those gentlemen, but
I've never met either one either. Okay, but if you'd like, I'll ask our engineer, Jason, if he can put contact into Alex Jones because he's on this network.
Well, Vince, I hope the class has gained some knowledge of what I think is an important topic.
Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you, class. See you on Monday.
You got it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.